Ukrainians vote today in a presidential runoff election that's being described as a stark choice about the country's future. The government-backed candidate vows to deepen economic and military ties with Ukraine's old colonial master to the east, Russia. The opposition candidate says Ukraine must embrace democracy and rejoin the rest of Europe. The opposition also claims it was denied victory in the first round of balloting by government vote rigging. NPR's Lawrence Sheets has this report from Kiev.
This has been a dirty and bitter election campaign, and no matter what the outcome, it's unlikely the losing side will be willing to admit defeat. Ukraine's government is worried that protesters will take to the streets in huge numbers, pitching this country, the size of France and home to 47 million people, into instability. Outgoing President Leonid Kuchma, who chose Prime Minister Viktor Yanukovych as his hand-picked successor, went on national TV last night and delivered a stern warning to the opposition.
Влада ніколи не допустить, щоб політичну логіку в Україні диктувала агресивна меншість.
Kuchma, whose decade in power has been marked by corruption scandals and allegations that he authorized the murder of an opposition journalist, vowed today's vote would be democratic, worthy, he said, of a 21st century country. But many people here do not believe Mr. Kuchma. The first round of voting was marred by vote rigging, and during the runoff campaign, the government has continued to use state television to blatantly promote Prime Minister Yanukovych and denigrate opposition leader Viktor Yushchenko. Geert Arends is head of the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe's mission here, which has 500 international vote monitors on the ground.
The interesting thing is that many of these violations are not being denied. They're just being justified. When I talk about the state television, UT1, that Prime Minister Yanukovych, or I would rather say the candidate Yanukovych, gets widely overproportional coverage, I'm being told that according to law, UT1 is under the obligation of reporting on the Prime Minister because he is the head of government and they are the government channel.
The government has also spent nearly $2 billion over the past few weeks, a significant part of Ukraine's foreign currency reserves, to suddenly raise pensions and subsidize some staple foods. That hasn't done much to help Prime Minister Yanukovych's popularity in the relatively affluent capital, Kiev. Many voters here believe opposition leader Yushchenko's promises to steer Ukraine toward Europe. After voting at a school, 35-year-old Vladimir said he was also troubled by Prime Minister Yanukovych's past. We shouldn't have someone running the country who once sat in prison and can't even put two words together or even speak correctly, said Vladimir, referring to two prison terms the 54-year-old prime minister served for robbery and assault when he was in his late teens. But Prime Minister Yanukovych does have a base of support in eastern Ukraine, where many ethnic Russians live. They look to increasingly authoritarian Russia as Ukraine's guiding light. The Kremlin has openly supported the prime minister. Ethnic Russians Olga and her mother Lyudmila had just voted for Yanukovych, calling him a pleasant man. They called opposition leader Yushchenko a chameleon and an opportunist because he himself once served as prime minister under outgoing President Kuchma. The United States is keenly interested in the election, given Ukraine's strategic importance and its large military. Senate Foreign Relations Chairman Dick Lugar is in Kiev as President Bush's personal envoy. Washington has warned that relations will suffer if the vote is not democratic. Lawrence Sheets, NPR News, Kiev.